Hello, it's the 9th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A constituent from Stewartby believes he may have been ignored by Midbeds MP Nadine Dorris when he requested that she looked into the loss of trains between Bedford and Bletchley. Since the beginning of December last year, time-consuming rail replacement buses have been in use rather than London Northwestern Railway train stock. This was due to train maintenance contractor Vivarals move into insolvency. Mohammed Yazin, the Bedford and Kempston MP, says that he has many people, including students, attending Kimberley College in Stewartby who rely on the service. He said, "I've requested that the Department of Transport outline a time frame for the return of the trains on the route and will share the response as soon as I can." The apprenticeship programme at the University of Bedfordshire has been rated as good by Ofsted inspectors. They highlighted the fact that knowledge and skills adopted from the programme were applied positively in their work environments. The 848 Wizz Air flight from London Luton Airport to Athens, Greece was an all-woman event yesterday to mark International Women's Day. The captain, co-pilot and senior officer, cabin crew and air traffic controllers for the flight, as well as the passengers, were all women. The head of People Services, Joanna Reeve, said that the airport was happy to provide support for the flight. A couple from Dunedin near Biggleswade, Trudy and Barry King, plan to run the London Marathon to raise money for the Aching Arms charity, which provides support for those who have lost a baby. Trudy, who is now 51, said, "Such inspirational organisations didn't exist when she experienced similar loss as a younger woman." That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.